I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, dedicated to supporting individual entrepreneurs who are experts in their field, but may not be an expert at running a business. Best Network is ideal if you are an expertise-driven solopreneur business owner with many years of experience in your field. If you are a consultant, coach, or professional selling your knowledge and creativity, we're here for you. If you join the Best Network, you'll receive access to the full Smashing the Plateau archive of over 350 episodes, and you'll receive expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping you get your business the recurring revenue it deserves. With teams of like-minded and supportive professionals surrounding you, you'll be perfectly poised to smash the plateau in your business with our membership programs. To learn more about joining the Best Network and how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Chris Ronzio. Chris built a nationwide video production company that sold over $3 million in youth sporting event videos before he was 25 years old. In 2013, he sold that business and founded an operations consulting firm that helps other entrepreneurs create scalable systems and processes. Over the last 5 years, the firm, Organized Chaos, has worked with hundreds of companies in dozens of industries and invested in building six of those businesses to over $30 million in annual revenue. Now, Chris's third business, Trainual, is an online platform for business owners and employees to document what they do in simple, step-by-step processes. Chris and his team are on a mission to systematize 25,000 small businesses through their technology. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back, David.
My pleasure. So the last time you were on, Chris, we spoke about the importance of focused systems and accountability for entrepreneurs. And at that time, you had not yet launched your current business, Trainual. Why did you start Trainual?
So Trainual is something that we've kicked around as a prototype for the last few years, but it really was born out of the consulting work that we were doing for small businesses. And I saw in working with small businesses that there was this need for having a consistent operations manual for how you could grow your company by doing things the same way every time. And whether you're a one-man show or a team of 1,000, consistent systems and processes make all the difference when you're growing a business. So as we looked at the market and what was out there, we saw most people were just documenting their businesses with something like Google Docs or Microsoft Word. And they would print out policy binders and manuals and SOPs, but it wasn't a real great way to update those policies as they changed, and it wasn't as scalable as they hired people. So some companies would invest in these enterprise learning management systems or training systems, but between the two, there was this massive gap. And most of the businesses that we worked with, which are, you know, just one person to five people to 25 people, and that had aspirations of being bigger companies, needed something simpler. And so that's what we built with Trainual. So it's been a pretty exciting year.
And how long has it been on the market?
We officially launched it in January, January 22nd.
Wow. So not that long. How's it going so far?
Fantastic. So like I mentioned, we had some prototype trial users on the account. So at the start of the new year, we had 47 companies using it. Today, we have 140-something. So it's grown quite a bit in a couple months.
Wow. What kinds of results have you heard from people?
The results are great. I mean, it's the results vary based on the size of the company and what exactly they're trying to do. But it's everything from being successfully able to delegate and offload some responsibilities to a virtual assistant to, you know, hiring a new cohort of employees for a new training session. The companies that have been using our test version for the last couple of years, just before it became the product of Trainual, have had massive results. So, you know, one sold their business, one merged with a bigger company, one went from 3 to 130 employees, and another one went to locations all around the US. So I don't think there's any arguing that consistent systems make all the difference in a business. And now we've got a tool that we can help more people achieve that vision.
Is there a minimum size that you think a company needs to be in order for Trainual to be a useful tool?
No, I think for companies, we talked last time I was on the show about how your systems and your processes are related. And you have processes, whether you recognize them or not. And the system is just the tool or the technology you use to accomplish the process. So what I say when working with small businesses is they are testing their processes. They're trying to figure out how they do something. And if you've figured it out, if you're doing something consistently, even if it's just you, you're ready for a tool that you can put that process into. If you're still just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks, and then it might be premature because there's no sense in documenting something that's changing every day.
Right. So what kind of challenge were you facing in your own business when you decided you needed to launch this tool?
Well, for me, so we had and still have a successful consulting company. But what I realized is that, you know, entrepreneurs want one of two things. They either want the riches of growing a big business and the material success, or they just want more time. You know, a lot of the people I work with, we start off with the context of what they want out of their business. And some people want a private island, and some people just want to take their kids to school in the morning. And that's the, you know, that's a clear cut difference. But either way, to accomplish either of those things, you need better systems. And what we did as a consulting company was actually doing the work of building the systems and processes. But that kind of one-to-one work is only so scalable. So as we worked, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we've worked with almost 150 businesses one-on-one, but we could work with thousands or tens of thousands of businesses by facilitating building those systems and processes through a software as opposed to actually doing the work. So we've shifted our energy in the last 6 months or so to providing the guidance and the tools and the tips that we were doing on a one-to-one basis through our marketing. And then we've got Trainual as a product that many more companies can use to benefit from the methodology.
So Chris, you were kind of hitting a ceiling in your own ability to be able to scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was as an investor, and you know, you want to be deep in and work and have those deep relationships with clients. As a consultant, I liked the hands-on work and I really enjoyed what I was doing. But as a business owner, I looked at our operations and said, you know, if we want to work with twice as many companies, we need twice as many people. And that kind of linear growth wasn't something that was going to get much more profitable. So software was really a way to leverage our expertise and our time and create a more exponential result in our company.
Mm. Let's actually talk about the linear growth for a minute, because I think you've hit on something that could be frustrating to a lot of people, which is there is a market for what you're doing and you can grow, but it may not be more profitable to grow.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's something a lot of business owners struggle with, and something I've struggled with over the years. You know, last time I was on, we talked about my video production company. And when we did that company, it was, you know, we were doing events, video events all over the country, all 50 states, but we were making maybe $1,500 or $2,000 per event. And they were these small local events that we would hire local camera operators to shoot the events. And I realized year over year, as we were growing, you know, 40, 50, 70, 80% a year, we were just doing more events and having to hire more people. But the bottom line wasn't getting exponentially better. It was getting fractionally better. And I think when you're in business, you don't just want to work twice as hard to make 2.1 times the money, you know, so the work and the effort weren't correlated. And I think for many business owners, scaling your operations back and simplifying is a part of the process, because rather than just pushing forward and pursuing growth for growth's sake, if you pare back your operations and really evaluate what the best parts of it are, you might get more profitable and then you can grow again. And then as you go through that growth, you want to, again, trim it back and keep getting more profitable instead of just pushing forward linearly.
Yeah. Chris, how did it feel to be at that inflection point when you're looking at the data and realizing that you could put in more work, but you weren't going to get reward at a greater scale?
It's frustrating because you know you're doing something right and you know that customers are recognizing the value of what you're providing, but you know that the effort it will take to train someone else to do exactly that work for you, it far surpasses the profit you can expect to make from their initial transactions. And so growing a business by training other people is something that really takes a lot of rinse and repeat. And, not that it can't be done. Of course, it can be done. And that's what we're empowering people to do with Trainual. And, you know, interestingly enough, we've, you know, started to build this product, but Organized Chaos, the consulting brand that continues to exist, is something I intend to leverage Trainual's success and come back to that and really grow that as a more scalable business.
Mm. So with Trainual, is there something that business owners can do to look at the data around their business and its success the same way you've done several times and look for those pivot points where they can scale and create greater reward through simplification?
Yeah, so I think the exercise is to understand the service and the value that you're providing. So I'll go back a few years here. When I was in college, I actually interned at a management consulting firm called Innosight. And Innosight was a firm that was founded in part by Clayton Christensen, who was the author of Innovator's Dilemma and a lot of great books on disruptive innovation. And if you've ever read those books, you might know the story that they talk about of the job to be done. And in the book, the famous example is they talk about there's a milkshake example, there's this drill example. And so I'll go with the one, the drill. If you're trying to make a better drill, then you might design a drill that has a sharper drill bit or a bigger battery or some extra features. But if you really understand that the job to be done is to put a hole in the wall, you might end up designing a 3M command hook because it's, you know, to hang pictures is the real job. And when you really consider what job are you doing with your services, it can put some perspective on all the time and effort that you're putting into it. So for me, in the consulting business, the job to be done was to simplify and scale small businesses. And the way that we were solving that problem was through brute force of working with companies and building systems and putting technology into place. And when we went through this exercise, just like we do quarterly and annually, we realized that the job to be done of scaling and simplifying a business is not something that requires necessarily my consulting team to do it. It can be done by anyone's consulting team if they have the right tool and the right framework. And so if, you know, I looked at the books that were out there, the E-Myth and Traction and Scaling Up, and all of these books talk about the importance of your systems, your processes, your operations manuals, and your you know, building a franchise prototype for your business. But I couldn't find a great tool to prototype my business and to put all my systems and processes and roles and responsibilities and all of the how-tos of how my company operated or how my clients' companies operated as they grew. So with Trainual, we really were repositioning the company just to solve the same problem that we were always trying to solve, but doing it in a more scalable way.
Now, Chris, for businesses that are relatively small, I'm thinking in particular somebody who's a solopreneur expert, who's a consultant or a coach or has a special skill in a professional service area, or maybe even a creative or technical skill. Those kinds of businesses, especially the ones that have been in a particular field for a long time, often struggle to create consistent, stable revenue. They're really good at what it is they deliver when they do have a client, yet having a system in place to create consistent, stable revenue is a big challenge. What advice do you offer people like that?
Great question. So, you know, I've been there too. And, you know, as a young entrepreneur, when I had my video business, I was always after that recurring revenue. And for us, the way that we accomplish that as a video business is instead of doing one-off video productions, commercials, corporate videos, things like that, we went after events because I realized that once we landed a contract with an organization, a sports organization, they would have games every week or they'd have tournaments every month or championships every quarter or every year. And when we had that relationship, the events would continue. They were recurring. So there was still service work involved, but I think that's the simplest form of a recurring revenue would be a repeat engagement with some kind of client. And for somebody that is an expert or a subject matter expert, a consultant, a coach, the longer duration you can lock in for a client, it generates some form of repeatable income where at least you don't have to worry month to month on, you know, are people going to show up for walk-in appointments today? Is my client going to cancel next month, my coaching client? So I think the first thing you can do is look at the repeatability of your or the frequency of how often your clients are working with you and see if you can lock someone in for a longer term package, whether it's a 6 month or a 12 month arrangement, or maybe just they pre-buy a package of 10 sessions or whatever it is that makes sense for your business. So I think that's the first thing. Next, I would say there's probably some intellectual property or some expertise that you've developed that you can deliver more efficiently at scale. So what you're doing right now is you're using your expertise on a one-off basis to sit with people one-on-one and explain, and process their issues or work with them. And can you do that in a group setting? So I've been part of plenty of groups where there's just been a private Facebook group or a Slack channel, and the entrepreneur will start off with charging $100 a month or $200 a month to build a private community where for a small membership, their people can have this sort of community interaction. And the value of the community can be almost as valuable as the value of the expert moderating the community. I think that's another great way to generate some recurring revenue is through a membership or a community. Now, if you have some expertise that you could turn into a book or a course, online courses are a fantastic way to generate repeat revenue, recurring revenue. And it's something that friends of mine have done and I've done. We used Thinkific is a really simple software. Kajabi is another great software for online courses. I had a client I worked with 2 years ago who was a hair salon stylist. And they did braiding and really cool hairstyling. And when I started working with her, she was making a few thousand dollars a month at the hair salon and really wanted to get away from the chair. And she had this expertise of how she did braids and she had been featured in a couple magazines. And what she did was turn that expertise into an online academy using Kajabi that she was able to send traffic to. And she had people go into a sequence of 12 months where they would get 3 videos a month and they would have a forum they could post their questions and she was available to them. Now she makes over $40,000 a month in recurring revenue through that community. So I think those are some great ways to do it where, you know, first you're pursuing repeat business through either longer contracts or you know, higher frequency of services. Then you look to build a community and see if you can create any sort of membership component to what you're doing. And then next, see if you can leverage any of your expertise and knowledge to create some education online that you can sell when, you know, so that money's coming in while you're sleeping.
Yeah, these are great examples. And I'm wondering, Chris, is there somebody that you might want to mention that you know personally who has done just a fantastic job at smashing plateaus?
Yeah, actually. So I would mention Essence, which is the woman, the stylist that I mentioned. I'd be happy to recommend her. And she's done a fantastic job of building a personal brand online and you know, breaking beyond her salon to teaching courses all over the world.
Sounds like a great example. Thank you. And Chris, what's coming up for you? What's your vision of what's going to happen with Trainual? And what do we have to look forward coming from you in the next bit of time?
So Trainual is on a massive growth trajectory, and we're really excited about it. You mentioned in the opening the 25,000 company goal, which is our big our BHAG at the moment that we're all driving towards. So every day we're writing the new signups up on the board, and it's been a lot of fun. But really, we recognize of all the companies I've worked with in every capacity, the companies that are doing it right, learn how to do something consistently, document it clearly, and then delegate it confidently so that they can grow their business little by little. And that's what Trainual does. So, definitely check it out and look out for us everywhere online this year.
Sounds great. And Chris, how can listeners learn more about you, follow you, and learn about Trainual?
Yeah, you can find me online at chrisronzio.com, R-O-N-Z-I-O, or on Instagram or Facebook at Chris Ronzio. And then Trainual is the company. And actually, we set up a special offer that we can share with the group where if they visit trainual.com/smashingtheplateau, they can get a discount on their first month of service and try out the tool at no cost to see if it's a fit for them.
Sounds great. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to join us again on Smashing the Plateau. It's great to hear what you're up to and how you've progressed in your own business, what this great tool that you're offering can do for people you serve. My guest today has been Chris Ronzio, the founder of Trainual. Thank you again, Chris, for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Schreiner Khan. Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, part of the Best Network, dedicated to supporting individual entrepreneurs who are experts in their field, but may not be an expert at running a business. If you're a solopreneur who's an expert in your field, but not necessarily smashing your plateau in business, and you want to ramp your recurring revenue, join our Best Network. Receive expert, individual, and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands on our goal of the show, helping you to get your business the recurring revenue it deserves. To learn more about joining the Best Network, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Join us and smash your plateau.